T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boys paradise, pretty girls, fast cars. That's just
thanks, Tito, in the update mentioning best AM radio show of the year, to which I'm humbled and honored by that. And of course, I have to thank people like Tito Banach. I have to thank people like Manny Chang and like Biff, even Alex Solana, who got poached by the Big O Show, I don't know, a year or so ago. I can't keep track of this stuff, but he worked with me as well. A lot of people out there helped us along the way. And, of course, I want to thank the New Times for finally coming to their senses and giving me something. I kid. I do appreciate it, though. Now, I did listen to a lot of the Hawk and Crowder show today. I listened to the majority of it after leaving Dolphins practice today. But I happened to be out of the car. I just arrived at the station from Dolphins practice around 3 o'clock. So I was downstairs talking to some of the people who work in the building, getting my coffee, because I have a 3.5-month-old at home, so I drink 3 coffees a day. It's necessary. And I totally missed this. I have not heard a word of this, Tito, that Hawk and Crowder talked about me and my show and the recognition that we're getting today. And I don't know. I don't know how to set this up, because I understand they said some complimentary things. And they even told me, like, hey, you know, who are we to tell you how to do your show? But you may want to consider playing this. I know you didn't hear it, because I think you will enjoy it. So instead of me talking about me or Tito talking about me, I have not heard this yet. I want to hear what Hawk and Crowder said about me and my show earlier today.
Solana says in that update, congratulations to Alex Dono, who
okay.
won the AM Best AM Radio Show Award.
Thank you.
For the Miami New Times.
That's awesome.
I tweeted out earlier today. I have to find it.
That's my riding home music, man. I listen to Dono on the way home every day.
You listen to Dono show every day when we leave.
And I'm a bad listener because I text his personal line to give my opinion. And I hate that person, but I hate myself.
I love that person.
You've heard like the people that text
like
your
people,
phone?
I like my friends that text me.
He really
the,
does that?
Text
he does,
me
he really does
stuff that.
That
I'm talking about while I'm talking about it.
Well, that's me. That's me to Dono. I text him all day long.
Yeah, that is
Miami
true.
New Times, this is what they wrote. Best of AM radio show. Alex Dono is a sports radio warrior. Though not always the flashiest or most talked about broadcaster, he consistently provides the kind of detailed meat and potatoes commentary sports nuts crave. He's a one-man show who bounces ideas about current events off producers, listeners, and even himself,
that is true.
Making his show relatable and refreshingly low-key. You won't hear someone screaming hot takes into a mic on his watch. His pacing and restraint make the show translatable to morning, afternoon, or nighttime audiences. It's a testament to the versatility of this invaluable sportscaster. And what I tweeted today was, I've worked with Alex Dono over a decade. He totally deserves this recognition. Not only is he one of the nicest guys I've ever worked with,
also
he's
true.
Also one of the most skilled. And the truth of the matter is, if you are able to do a 4-hour general sports talk show, which he does, a Miami Hurricanes pregame or postgame broadcast, which he does, doesn't matter the sport. A Florida Panthers pregame or postgame broadcast, which he does. Weekly specialty shows about the Panthers or the Hurricanes. Do you realize how versatile you have to be in the world of sports to do what Alex Dono does? And he does Fight Night. So he's also got MMA covered. He's honestly one of the most skilled sports broadcasters that this market has ever seen. And he's one of, maybe to a fault, the nicest guys you will. He's so not cut out sometimes for the harshness and the brutality of the text machine.
Yeah,
very pleasant.
He is pleasant. His default is pleasant. His default is to believe you and hug you and like he's just a great guy.
I don't believe it at all. But he's hella on radio.
You think that's an act? You couldn't be that nice and pleasant without that genuinely being who you are.
Somebody is in a basement freezer at Donald's. Because he's covering up. When you're that pleasant, you're covering up.
You think
you're covering
he's got that
up.
Much of a dark side.
You're covering up the dark side. He's so pleasant. Hey, crowd. Oh, I got you a drink. You don't want one? Oh, well, I'll just save it tomorrow. You might be thirsty. He's too pleasant. He's covering up something. But he's good at what he does.
He really
is. I do. I listen to Dono every single day on the way home. I like his show, and now I see most people do as well.
Yeah, I'm glad he got that award from the Miami New Times. Again, I've worked with him for a really long time, and you know, even back at 790, we worked together. And he's just a nice guy. He's always been a super nice guy, and he is one of those guys that can do everything on a sports radio program, and that's a rarity. Like they've asked me before. I remember several years ago, Randy Moeller asked me if I could host their NHL draft night coverage. No.
I remember that.
I'll be exposed in a second. I don't know anything about who's coming out in the NHL draft. I don't know how to pronounce the names. I don't know anything. And so I know what I can or can't do. You ask Dono, hey, could you do the NHL draft night coverage? He would just go, yeah, sure. And then he'd go hit the books. And he'd figure out whatever he doesn't know, and he'd learn what he needs to know. So
he knows, and he's good at all that, and the fighting, and the hockey, and the baseball, and everything else. One thing I was surprised, he just recently made a baby. He didn't look like a baby maker to me.
Wait, what?
You see, what's happening here, I feel like I'm complimenting him a lot, and I feel like you're going the opposite way.
No, he's awesome. Like, he's great at his job.
But you said he might have...
I don't think
bodies buried in his basement.
Wait, what?
Because he's too nice,
or that he wasn't cut out for making a baby. That's not a compliment.
But he's going to be an amazing father. He has a lot of love. He's gentle. I'm talking about the actual action of conception. I didn't know he had that in him.
What?
I didn't know he knew that realm. He just didn't. He didn't look the part to me.
Oh,
classic Crowder.
So, seriously, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Alex Dono. And congratulations to all those that help him make his show so good. Biff is one of them who's looking across the glass from us right now. I know who else produces his show? Tito and Manny Chang. Yeah. So a lot of people, but I thought that was real nice of the Miami New Times to give a guy in this market some props who genuinely deserves it. Genuinely deserves it. So nice job, Alex Dono, as they call him, a sports radio warrior.
Yes. He goes to the Dolphin facility. He does on-site.
Right now, by the way, for OTAs. I think he's getting sound for us from OTAs right now.
My man Dono. Dono made him a baby.
Wow. That was really nice by Hawk. Crowder, yeah, he's my boy, though. He's my boy. I succeeded at that baby making, I'll tell you that, which is the proudest accomplishment of my life until Inter wins another Champions League, which won't really be my accomplishment. But no, that was very, very nice. And I did miss that today when they were talking about that. I think it was 3:00 on their show. I will give a huge thank you to Hawk and also a half-assed thank you to Crowder, who says I have bodies in my basement. I don't have a basement. I live in Florida.
Yeah. That was the first thing I was going to say. Who has a basement in Florida?
There aren't basements because of the water table, I think. Because if you try to dig too low, you just
hit water.
The whole basement thing, it's I grew up, born and raised in South Florida, so I don't really know the basement life, right? But if you go to a house in another state with a basement, to me, as a Florida kid, it blows my mind because it like doubles the size of your house. And old houses in other states, they also have attics. Like, okay, so my sister and her husband live in Pittsburgh. Well, obviously, compared to Miami, who would want to live in Pittsburgh? But they live there for work. But their house is incredible. So they have a house in Pittsburgh where they have a basement that becomes, you know, theirs is like a recreation room, like a rec room. Some people use their basements as storage rooms or like an extra bedroom, but it's like a whole nother big ass room in your house. So they've got a basement, they've got a first floor, they've got a second floor, and then they have an attic that is basically a fourth floor of their house because there's a bedroom and a bathroom up there. So it's like you can sneaky make your house way bigger because you have more space in the same footprint. I think Florida is at a huge disadvantage not having basements.
Donna, what you're trying to say is Florida doesn't have the man cave opportunity.
It doesn't.
Like, you can have a separate room in Florida. Like, if you have a house and you just happen to have a room that's not being used by anything,
right. Yeah,
in theory, that could be a man cave. But if you have, like, a basement or, like, a large attic that can support people that, like, can actually be up there during the time, major man cave opportunities.
Yeah, you know the attic that I have? The only person who's ever been up there is the DirecTV guy, and I'm sure he almost died up there. Like, and it's crawl space, right? Like, a South Florida attic. The DirecTV guy or the cable guy has to crawl up there, and then you're afraid they're going to fall through your ceiling and die, and then you're going to get sued for that. That's a Florida attic. Pennsylvania attic? It's like an entire another floor of your house. You're right about the man cave thing. The only way for me to ever have a man cave is, you know, to someday, when this new times money starts rolling in, to someday be able to afford an upgrade, because I've got a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house with a useless one-car garage that became a storage room. There's nothing more useless than a one-car garage, because most people who have two-car garages can fit one car and a few boxes in it. If you have a one-car garage, good luck getting a car in there. So a one-car garage that's a storage room. We've got a bedroom that now belongs to my child, who's a freeloader because he's not paying rent, 3.5 months old. We've got another bedroom that is, you know, the guest bedroom. You got to have one if you're a married couple. You have relatives and all that. And then you have the master bedroom. There's no man cave potential whatsoever in my house because the garage is one car. It's useless. We now have a 3.5-month-old freeloader taking up one of the bedrooms. It could have been the man cave if we had not had a child. I love my child to death, by the way, just so you know. But he's taking up a room in my house. Even vermin don't live or spend time in South Florida attics. They're that treacherous, man. Some use their basement to grow weed, a texter writes. Yeah, if you're doing like a DEA raid in Pittsburgh where my sister lives, the first thing you do, you're trying to find where the weed is being grown, you go right to the basement, right? You go right down there. That's got to be where the lamps are when you do that DEA raid. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. But thanks again to Hawk and Crowder for the nice things that they said today. And thanks to everyone who listens, tunes in, all the hard work being done for the Miami New Times to name this show Best AM Radio Show. So that is a huge, huge honor for us. And now the pressure is on to repeat. Much like LeBron James said in that pep rally, not one, not two, not three, not five, not six, not seven. We're going to take this thing into the next decade, my friends. The Alex Dono Show continues next here on QAM. Radio.com. Radio.com. Sabes que no nos conviene que la gente sepa lo que ambos tenemos. I feel like this is not the first time this song has been played today. I heard this on Hawk as well.
Yeah, Solana recommended it.
So who's the dude with Shakira? That is Shakira, right?
Yeah. I think it's Clandestino. That might be the name of the song.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a person's name. Although, who knows these days? Could be a Brazilian soccer player with like the nickname. How badass is that, by the way? Like, if you were just Tito. Like, you're not Tito Benach, you're just Tito.
So when I play FIFA, that's what I do with my character. Like, his name is just Tito.
I guess if I was going to be one name, I'd probably go with my middle name, Giancarlo. And I know everyone thinks I stole it from Stanton. I'm older than him, and it's my actual middle name. So, we didn't steal it from
the guy. Yeah, back off, Stanton.
Yeah, come on, Stanton. You're a few years younger than me. You're stealing my damn name.
Original name was Mike anyways.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you can't just change it. Oh, Giancarlo is actually his first name, but he went away from it for a while. But you can't go back to it, bro. You take a name and you stick with it. But yeah, I think if I had a Brazilian soccer name, text me your Brazilian soccer name at 56022. Just one name. It's probably not your birth name, but it might be a portion of your middle name. I'd go with Giancarlo. Tito over there would just be Tito. You take the Benach out of the equation, you're just Tito. So I think that's a good. It's almost like making up a porn name. We go out to the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Priscilla, you're on QAM. What's up?
Hey, hi, How y'all doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You got a well-versed audience for your listeners. And the reason I say that, because there is a section here in the South Florida area. Maybe more, but I do know of one section. It's called New Orleans, the Miami, New Orleans area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's close to us, yeah.
With basements.
Ooh, they have basements there?
Not all of the houses, but some of the houses over in the Miami, New Orleans area have basements. Now, maybe some other areas, and if, I guess, other listeners know of the other areas, maybe they better call and chime in. But I know for a fact that it's houses over in the Miami, New Orleans area with basements.
I know where I'm getting my next house. I appreciate the update.
All righty. Have a good one.
Here's my theory on that. If some of the houses in Norland had basements, they're probably like building the houses like up on like an artificial hill, right? Because I don't, like, you can't dig here from sea level. You're going to hit the water table. That's what they did at Disney World, at Magic Kingdom. They've got the utility area below the park where the workers, they go down there and they can, like, cut through sections of the park. It's because they actually built the theme park on the second story. Like, they big-ass mound of dirt, and they put the utility basement below it in order to build, like, the park and have the utility basement below the park. That's probably what they did there with those basements. It's probably, really, the houses probably start on the second level. It's like an artificial hill. You put the basement down there.
Could you make a house like the way they have them in New Orleans, where it's like elevated, so therefore you have an opportunity to have a basement?
I've never been there, so I'm not sure. Is it like, well, you know, they got the houses in the Keys are like on stilts,
yeah.
You know, is it like that?
Similar to that.
Yeah?
It's just like, basically you don't see the bottom of it.
See
like, it just looks like a tall house.
It's interesting.
And you have like a stairs that leads you up to like your front door. And basically, like, that stairs is large enough to create a length or a height where you can build a basement, therefore turning it into a man cave.
I think a buddy of mine might be getting married in New Orleans, and I should know it because I'm in the wedding. Like, I know the wedding's happening, right? Like, I know that there's going to be a wedding in December, and it's going down, and I'm in the wedding. I'm just not sure where it is, and I'm afraid to ask him at this point because I feel like if I ask him, he'll be like, bro, how do you not know already? We talked about this because we had a whole conversation about it, but I cannot remember for the life of me where this wedding is going to happen. But I hope it happens in New Orleans because I would like to go there. Never been there before. My first stop, I'm just going to drink till my liver can't take anymore. I'm going to eat beignets.
So good.
Really good. And, you know, I'm going to eat some gumbo, some jambalaya.
Some po' boy. You got to get a po' boy.
Po' boy.
Parkway, yeah. Parkway has the best po' boys in New Orleans. Yeah.
Interesting. Have you been there?
I'm going there this Friday.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I had no idea.
Yeah. Father's Day.
So this is just a badass Father's Day trip? Are you going with your father or are you just going like a solo Father's Day
trip? No, I'm going with my father to meet up with my brother and my two nephews.
Look at you.
Yeah. We're having a nice boys weekend.
Wow. Good for you, man.
This is the first Father's Day for you, Dono.
It is. We're probably going to go to a restaurant like 10 miles from the house. Like, that's the thing. I get so jealous now. When you're a new father, I get so jealous when people tell me they're going on trips because, like, I can't see a trip on the horizon at this point, right? Like, and actually, I'm taking a trip for work. I'm going to the Pac-12 Media Day, which is going to be a really quick trip because they only have one meet. Like, the SEC has a four-day-long media week. The Pac-12 does one day. Look, I'm gonna call the Pac-12 commissioner and ask him to extend it so I can get out of the house for a little bit longer. So I'm going to be in Los Angeles for like a day and a half for the Pac-12 media day, long enough to get In-N-Out Burger like four times, I might add, which is a good stop.
You might as well. Just get In-N-Out like every opportunity.
Yeah, I'm going to for sure. So that's like a work trip for the Pac-12 media day is the closest thing I'm going to get to a vacation.
L.A., right?
Yeah.
Fat Sal's. Also,
I've been there. I've been to Fat Sal's.
But
yeah,
heard it's amazing.
It is amazing. I've been to Fat Sal's, and it was. I didn't enjoy it enough because when I went to Fat Sal's, it was like a little argument that me and my wife had. We were there like a year and a half ago, so we had this great hotel. It was like the Lowe's Hotel in Hollywood, and you could see like the hills where the Hollywood sign was. And somewhere on this hill, like beautiful, picturesque spot, there's this gorgeous like Japanese restaurant up on a hill. And so as soon as my wife saw it, we have to go there. The view is going to be amazing. And I said, well, let me see if the food's any good. I don't care. We have to go. And it was a beautiful, picturesque spot. But like the food there ended up sucking. It was not good. Like a beautiful spot up on the hill overlooking Los Angeles and Hollywood. But the food was not good at this restaurant. We happen to see a friend of mine who lives out in the area. And so since I'm thinking, man, we're not going to the Japanese place where the food sucks anyway till like 9 o'clock. I ended up eating like a pre-dinner at Fat Sal's, which my wife was not happy about because we had a nice like romantic dinner later that night. So the guilt trip, I could not enjoy the Fat Sal's burger that I got because I'm thinking about how I'm going to be getting the death stare because I had a pre-dinner before the nice romantic dinner we have coming up later on. So I couldn't enjoy the Fat Sal's the way that I wanted to.
What is the cuisine there, though? Is it just like American food?
Yeah, it's like I got a burger and my buddy got a burger and it was good. It was different than In-N-Out Burger because it was a lot more expensive and like they were like stacked, right? Like I think I got like a double patty, he got like a triple patty, like real, and they were like big patties, like they were stacked, good stuff. But I think they probably also had like sandwiches. I can't even remember, but I just remember like my friend who we met out there really wanted a burger, and I'd never heard of this place, but we were in Hollywood and I looked up, you know, Yelp reviews for burgers, and the most popular thing that popped up was Fat Sal's. So we ended up at Fat Sal's. So it's funny you bring that up. And it was solid. So I don't know how we segue from Fat Sal's. And he's not that fat. I met Sal, by the way. No, I don't know. I don't know if he's a real person or not. But Kyrie Irving is focusing on his health and redemption, not on a Celtics extension. I mean, to me, this is about money, right? You'll explain. You'll understand this. ESPN.com, Celtics all-star point guard Kyrie Irving said Tuesday that a contract extension this summer doesn't make sense for him, and that while he's already bracing for the daily questions about his future, his sole focus is on getting healthy for next season and helping Boston take another step toward title contention. So, you know who gets excited when you hear this? That Kyrie Irving is not thinking about a contract extension in Boston that he's going to hit free agency next year. The stinking Knicks fans. No, you were pointing down. No, the Knicks fans, they think for sure, oh, bro, Kyrie is coming to New York. Hey, it's Sid Rosenberg here. Kyrie, going to be a Knick, bro. He's coming to the New York Knicks. The most fantastic place, the Mecca, bro. The Mecca basketball, Madison Square Garden. He's coming to the Knicks. Knicks fans always think everybody is coming there. And there has been rumored interest. Kyrie rumored to be interested in going to New York. And so Knicks fans are salivating by this. Meeting with Boston reporters for the first time since March to cap a day spent promoting his Uncle Drew movie. Does that movie look great or terrible? I can't decide. Does that look fantastic or awful, Uncle Drew?
Oh, I think it looks pretty silly.
It does. But do you think it's like good silly, like Anchorman? Or is it bad silly, like Grown Ups 2?
More like Grown Ups 2.
Probably so. Irving said it sucked to be sidelined for the postseason, gloat about Boston's future potential, acknowledge the challenge of competing with Golden State, and said he would leave roster decisions to management when asked about the possibility, no matter how remote, of being reunited with potential free agent LeBron James, who he doesn't like LeBron, so he wouldn't want that, I don't think. Irving is eligible for an extension this summer, but even coming off another knee surgery that sidelined him for Boston's improbable run to the cusp of the finals, he was adamant that he'll wait for the summer of 2019 to examine his future. Contractually, financially, an extension just doesn't make any sense, Irving said. Irving is eligible for a 4-year, $107 million extension, but that would be $80 million less than what he could earn if he waits until the summer of 2019 and re-signs with Boston after opting out of the final year of his current pact. So let me say this. Anybody who's surprised by Kyrie not wanting a $107 million extension this summer when he can sign a $187 million deal next summer is an idiot. If anybody out there is saying, oh, I can't, Kyrie, he hates Boston. I can't believe Kyrie doesn't want to sign an extension right now. I don't care how much money you already have, $80 million is a lot of money. $80 million, double the contract, almost double. from $107 million to $187 million. That's nearly double. You're stupid to sign a $107 million extension right now when you can sign a $187 million deal a year from now. And by the way, only Boston can offer him that much money. So he would make the most money by staying with Boston next summer at $187 million. Am I guaranteeing you that Kyrie Irving is a Boston Celtic 2 years from now? No. But I am guaranteeing you he'd be an idiot to sign a $107 million deal now when he can sign for $187 million later. There's nothing to discuss here. There's nothing to discuss. If you want to talk about Kyrie being a flat earther, that's more relevant than this conversation. Honestly, it is. You've heard my theory on that, Tito, right? That I really don't believe he's a flat earther.
Yeah, you think he's a fake flat earther.
Here's what I think. He just is trying to tell people in an idiotic way that you shouldn't be a sheep, that you should question things. I think what Kyrie is trying to say is, just because your science teacher tells you the earth is round doesn't mean you shouldn't draw your own conclusions. You understand what I'm saying here? Even though you'd have to be a moron not to know the earth, to think the earth is flat, you'd have to be a moron. Kyrie Irving is telling you, don't always just buy into the dogma. Don't buy into what they tell you. Don't be a sheep. Ask your own questions and draw your own conclusions. If he just said that, I think it'd be a lot more sensical than what he does say. But for him to go out on this, well, maybe the earth is flat type of tangent, I think his message is getting lost and hijacked because he's not articulating it well. Because if you actually, what was it on JJ Redick's podcast and a couple of other places, like I've actually listened to like a half an hour excerpt of what he said rather than just the headline, the clickbait headline. And it doesn't sound to me like he's actually a flat earther. I just think he wants people to be open to the possibilities that not everything they teach you on the news, in school, in the paper is correct, that sometimes you have to question things. But when he's digging this trench into the whole flat earth thing, you sound like a moron.
I mean, Kyrie's played the team Australia in the Olympics. And if he's a real flat earther, he would know that Australia doesn't exist.
It's fiction, yeah.
It's not a real place, according to flat earthers.
Well, yeah, but like according to flat earthers, anytime you fly to Australia, you're actually flying to South America, and they've got like a big reserve. You basically go to like a zoo. Like they've got a fake like Sydney Opera House there. It's all a set. They've got it's kind of like, have you ever seen the show Westworld?
Right.
Like it's basically Australia is Westworld. Like you've got all this land where you have like robot kangaroos running around and people that are uploaded by software, like they're androids or actors, and that Australia is not real. Dono, jealousy is a terrible thing, Texter writes. Kyrie baby going to play home games at MSG, Rick and Dave. Oh, so Rick and Davey is saying that I am talking down New York for no reason, that Kyrie is going to Madison Square Garden. Real quick, Tito, as we're going to talk with Hal Habib coming up next, will you try a burger at IHOB? Are you interested in that?
No. Hard pass.
I want to try it. I do. I want to see what the fuss is about.
Dono, IHOB is pancakes. Let's not change the sub.
I'm going to get, when I go there, I'm going to get a burger, fries, and a side of pancakes. How about that?
This is like somebody going to Chick-fil-A and asking for a salad and expecting that salad is their specialty.
Ooh, a lot of people do that like at McDonald's. I don't know what they're thinking. Hal Habib from the Palm Beach Post will talk some Miami Dolphins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.